好，我们开始再低头一点祷告。
Let us bow our head and have a word of prayer.
我们亲爱的主耶稣，我们满心的感谢你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you.
主啊，因为我们知道是你所做成的工作。
We know that all has been done by you.
所以我们今天早晨可以在这里来与你相会。
So this morning we can meet you here.
主啊，我们再次为着你那宝贵的血来感谢你。
Thank you once again, Lord, for your precious blood.
我们求你的圣灵在这里自由的运行。
We pray that the Holy Spirit will move amongst us freely.
主啊，开通我们的耳朵。
And clear our ears.
主啊，也叫我们的灵里的眼睛得看见你。
And may you open the eyes of our spirit.
主啊，好叫今天早晨我们在你的光中，我们可以见到你。
So that we may see light in your light.
主啊，我们知道你的灵何等的宝贵。
We know that your spirit is so precious.
主啊，谢谢你借着圣灵在这里与我们同在。
Thank you for being with us through your spirit.
我们实在把以下的时间恭敬交在主的手里。
We want to commit the following time into your hand.
主啊，愿你向着我们来说话。
Speak to us, Lord.
主啊，谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Thank you for hearing our prayer.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
And we pray this in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们请弟兄姊妹们，我们一同读一处经文，在诗篇36篇第9节。
Let us open our Bible and turn to Psalm 36, verse 9.
诗篇36篇第9节。
Psalm 36, 9.
在这里讲到说，因为在你那里有生命的源头，在你的光中我们必得见光。
It says here, for with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为主耶稣很清楚地告诉我们。
Because Jesus has clearly told us.
因为他来到世上的有一个目的，就是要叫我们得着丰盛的生命。
One of the purposes of his coming to this earth is so that we may have abundant life.
那在诗篇这里，我们看见这生命的源头就是在神那里。
Here the psalm tells us that the fountain of life is in God.
因为我们知道所有的生命的这个起初呢是从神那里来的。
We know that the beginning of life is from God.
因为如果我们记得创世纪中神怎么创造亚当呢？
We remember how Adam was created, as recorded in Genesis.
那神用这尘土造了亚当。
God used the dust to create Adam.
那最后也是最关键的一个地步。
And one of the critical steps involved,
就是神把这生命的气息吹进亚当的鼻孔里面。
And that is God breathed the life into Adam's nostril.
那我们知道在那里圣经上就记载说，亚当就变成了一个有灵的活魂，或者说就活过来了。
And Bible tells us that then Adam became a living soul.
所以我们知道主耶稣基督要给我们这丰盛的生命，正就是神，也是他自己的生命。
We know that Jesus wants to give us this abundant life, the life of God itself.
所以我们每次想到这，我们应当在神面前俯伏敬拜他。
So every time that we think about this, we should really bow down before him and worship him.
因为今天住在我们这里面的生命的就是神自己的生命。
Because the life that dwells in us is God's life himself.
如果我们想到说，稍微想一点神的尊贵，神的伟大。
If you think about the honor and the power of God,
然后我们实在是觉得我们是不配神来住在我们里面。
We feel so unworthy to have God dwelling in us.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
因为他借着他的爱子，借着他爱子的宝血洁净了我们。
Because through his beloved son, he cleansed us.
所以虽然我们自己知道不配。
Even though we know that we are unworthy.
但是神算我们为义，神看我们配。
But God looked at us, God made us worthy.
所以我们感谢神。
So we thank him.
那我们知道这个丰盛的生命呢，在展现出来是很，可以说是多方多面的。
We know that when this abundant life is manifested, it projects different aspects.
那我今天有一点负担，就是和弟兄姐妹交通这个生命所表现一个聚会生活的一个方面。
So today I'd like to share with you one aspect of this abundant life, that is the life of meetings.
我们知道 我们刚才知道说神给我们的就是他自己的生命。
We know that, we just said that what God has given us is his own life.
那这个生命呢事实上也是喜欢和弟兄姐妹聚在一起的一个生命。
This life causes us to love meeting with brothers and sisters.
因为我们记得在旧约中在旷野中的这个帐幕。
We remember the tent described in the Old Testament.
那我们知道这帐幕在旧约中也常常被称作会幕。
We know that the tent is often described as the meeting place or assembly place.
那就是说神在那里要和人相会。
It is a place where God met people.
所以我们看见说神实在很愿意和他的百姓聚在一起。
So God really loved to be with his people.
所以我们知道神给我们这生命事实上很自然的也是我们愿意和弟兄姊妹来聚在一起。
So the life that God has given us causes us to love meeting with people.
所以我们感谢我们实在感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
我个人在聚会方面呢实在我觉得神很早就给我有这样一个感觉。
So in my own experience that early on God has given me this feeling.
所以我想和弟兄姊妹分享一下我自己的经历。
So I'd like to share with you my own experience.
当然那时候我才是刚刚蒙恩得救。
When I was first saved.
对可以说对这个圣灵的内住呢还不是那么的清楚。
I did not quite comprehend the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in me.
但是感谢神。
But I thank the Lord.
因为是神把他这个生命给了我。
Because God has given this particular life to me.
所以我现在回忆起来这个神的生命真的是带领我去聚会的生命。
And as I look back, I can see that this life of God causes me and brought me to meetings.
因为那时候我们刚到美国的时候
When I first came to the States
因为我觉得其他的没有学到但是特别注意到美国人有一点就是到了星期五就是整个感觉会不一样
I haven't learned too much about American custom but somehow I learned that when Friday came I felt different
所以就在美国社会中我们就听到这样一个说法就是 TGIF
we heard this phrase, TGIF.
因为我们觉得说好像那时候整个感觉是到了星期五呢每一位人都好像就开始有点期盼期望。
And when Friday came, everyone has this expectation.
因为知道说星期六星期天可以休息了。
Because they know that they can rest on Saturday and Sunday.
所以我那时候也不例外。
So I was no exception then.
所以每次星期五下课之后
After school is over on Fridays,
我就感觉心情非常轻松。
I felt pretty relaxed.
然后星期晚上呢，我就吃完饭之后
，After dinner on Friday,
休息之后
，After I had some rest,
那我就会跑到学校的运动场运动馆里面去运动。
I would go to a school's gym.
然后之后呢，我就会可能找一些同学，然后也许去他们那边聊聊天。
Maybe I will go to some friend's apartment and just. I have some time of chatting.
所以这是我礼拜晚上的生活。
So that's how I spend my Friday evenings then.
可是感谢主。
But I thank the Lord.
在我得救之后。
After I was saved.
那我知道说我们在那边有一个查经班的团契。
I knew that there was a Bible study fellowship.
所以也很奇怪就是很自然的当我蒙恩得救之后我就想到说礼拜我就是要跟弟兄姐妹聚在一起。
After I was saved, it became very natural for me to meet with brothers and sisters on Friday evenings.
之后我如果回忆的话我说奇怪我是一点挣扎都没有。
As I look back, there wasn't any struggle at all.
因为以前的礼拜晚上我并不是什么事都没有没得做。
It's not that I was totally free on every Friday evening.
但是呢得救之后我就觉得我自然的星期五晚上我就把我原来这个生活习惯都放到一边去。
After I became a Christian, I just put all the things aside on Friday evening.
然后星期晚上我就和在查经班的弟兄姊妹我们一起聚在主的面前我们一起查经。
And with brothers and sisters in the Lord, we would meet and then study the Bible.
我们那时候就是弟兄姊妹我们自己来查经。
And we would just lead the Bible study ourselves.
但是感谢主，有主的带领的话，我们虽然说也许知识上没有得到很多。
Even though we did not gain much knowledge-wise, but we thank the Lord for His own leading.
但是正是因为主的同在，而且有主给我们这个聚会的生命，所以我们很自然的就会和弟兄姊妹聚在一起。
We thank the Lord because of God's presence in those meetings, and we really enjoy meeting together.
这是我个人的一个经历。
This is my own experience.
但当我读圣经的时候
，As I studied more of the Bible，
所以我看到说，在圣经上也有很多的例子给我们看见这个聚会的生命。
We see that the life of meeting is illustrated in the Bible in many places.
我们来看看在旧约中讲到这个大卫的例子。
Let's look at the example of David in the Old Testament.
我们可以从他所写的诗里面来看到。
We can see this point in the psalm that he wrote.
我们来读一下诗篇122篇第一节。
Let's turn to Psalm 122, the first verse.
这篇诗是大卫所作的。好，诗篇122篇第一节，他说：人对我说，我们往耶和华的殿去，我就欢喜。
It says here that I rejoiced with those who said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord."
这里讲到说，我们往耶和华的殿去，我就欢喜。
It says that I rejoice when we say, "Let's go to the house of the Lord."
那我们都知道，大卫在旧约中被称作是合神心意的人。
We know that David was described in the Old Testament as someone after God's own heart.
大卫实在是时时刻刻的寻求神。
And David was someone who sought the Lord all the time.
因为我们知道说，他听见约柜在依法他的时候。
And when we understand that when he heard that the ark was in Ephrath,
那他就去寻找。
And then he went to find it.
那圣经上记载说，他就在基列耶林这个地方找到了。
And he found it in this place called Kiriath Jearim.
哦，他就很欢喜。
And he was glad.
那我们也知道，大卫他自己住在他的宫中的时候。
And when David was living in his own palace.
他就想到说，哎，我自己住在这个王宫中，可是神住在哪里呢？
And he was thinking that I live in this nice palace, but where does God live?
所以他心里就起了这个意思，他要为神建一个殿。
So he had a thought that he wanted to build a temple for the Lord.
他不仅是有这个意念。
Not only he has this idea,
他真的就去预备所有建殿需要的材料。
And he get ready all the materials needed to build the temple.
所以我们知道大卫真的是他是为着神，实在是摆上他自己。
And he really offered himself for the sake of the Lord.
那圣经上记载说，他为神所预备为这建殿所预备的金银铜铁和这个土这个木器。
And we know that the amount of material that he prepared for building the temple, including gold, silver, copper, and iron, and wood.
还有各样的宝石。
All kinds of precious stones.
圣经上记载说多得不可胜数。
And they couldn't even count them.
但是如果我们读圣经的话，
But when we study the Bible carefully,
我们知道说神却没有让他能建殿。
God did not let David build a temple.
因为神说大卫是一个战士。
Because David was a warrior.
他流了人的血。
He shed many blood, many people's blood.
所以我们知道在历史上记载很清楚，就是所罗门，是大卫的儿子，把这神的殿建起来。
And we know that as recorded in history, it was David's son Solomon who built the temple.
那我们现在回到刚才我们读的诗篇第122篇第一节。
Let's go back to Psalm 122, verse 1.
那我们就可能就有这样的这个问题的说，诶，怎么大卫说我们往耶和华的殿去，我就欢喜呢？
Then we may have this question because this verse says that I rejoice when we go to the house of the Lord.
所以我们就看到说，这实在是一个启示性的话语。
So this is really a word of revelation.
也可以说是一个预表性的话语。
We can say this is also a typology.
因为我们知道今天在新约的时代，
We know that in this era of New Testament,
因为神告诉我们说教会就是神的家或是神的殿。
God tells us that the church is the household of God and his temple.
所以如果这句话我们今天用新约的话语来说，就是说也许有人对大卫说，哎，大卫弟兄。
So if we put it in New Testament terms, we may say, "Hey, Brother David."
哎，我们一起去聚会。
Let's go to the meeting.
那大卫就怀疑说，他的心就欢喜。
And the David will respond, yeah, I rejoice in hearing that.
所以我们看见说在大卫的他的生命里面有一个神的生命。
So we can see that in David's life, there is God's life.
这个生命里面有一个表现就是喜欢和弟兄姐妹聚在一起。
And the life is manifested in the fact that he rejoices in meeting with brothers and sisters.
我们真是感谢神。
We really thank the Lord.
神借着聚会可以带给我们很多方面的益处。
And God has brought us many benefits through meetings.
我想我们今天就是时间的关系，我就只交通两点。
And because of time limitation, I will just share with you 2 points.
我想聚会第一点带给弟兄姐妹，带给我们的就是一个保护。
And I think that number one, meetings provide us with protection.
当然我们也不要把这个保护领会错误。
And let us not misunderstand the word protection.
聚会带给我们保护，并不是说我们什么事情都不会发生。
And it doesn't mean that nothing bad would happen to you ever.
因为我们知道，活在这世上，本来就会遇见不同不各样的这个所谓的苦难吧。
Because we know that we will encounter sufferings.
就像我个人的经历，也许经历过失业。
Just like my own experience, I have gone through unemployment.
也许经过。一些亲人的离去
and also the loss of loved ones
或者说有时候在教养孩子方面起了一些难处
and maybe there were some difficulties in dealing with my own children
我相信我们弟兄姊妹每一个人在你生命上在你生活上都会经历各样不同的难处
I think all of us has gone through certain kind of difficulties in our lives and in our daily lives
那我们知道中国人有一句话可以说把这个人生好说得非常的非常的简洁
And there's a Chinese saying which describes one's life very clearly.
他说人生不如意事十之八九
It says that among all the things happening to us, 8 or 9 out of 10 are unpleasant things.
真的是可以说是80%-90%的经历都是不如人意的
And so it means that 80-90% of things that happen in our lives does not bring us joy.
所以弟兄姐妹们我们在这是我们在人生会经历的
So this is something that we will experience
但当我们碰到这些事情的时候我们的反应是什么呢
But how we respond or react to these happenings
我个人觉得因为我们有神的生命的人应该更加的和弟兄姊妹聚在一起
Personally I feel because we have God's life that under these circumstances, we need even more to meet with brothers and sisters.
因为在聚会中，我们有时候可以听见弟兄姊妹的见证。
Because we can hear brothers and sisters' testimonies in meetings.
这个见证呢，就可以把我们再提升起来。
And these testimonies will build us up.
或者我们听见神借着传道人向我们所说的话。
And sometimes God will use His servants to speak to us.
当神的话被打开之后
When God's word is open,
我们那下沉的灵也就会被提起来。
And the downcast spirit can be lifted up.
弟兄姊妹，我们会经历难处。
We will go through difficulties.
所以当我们碰到难处的时候，我们应当有的反应是我们更应当来到弟兄姐聚会中和弟兄姊妹相聚。
So as we encounter difficulties, it is more important for us to meet with brothers and sisters.
因为这是主耶稣基督宝贵的应许。
Because this is the precious promise by the Lord Jesus.
我们有两三个人奉他的名聚会的时候
，If 2 or 3 of you meet in my name,
神就与我们同在。
And he'll be with us.
所以这是聚会带给我们这一种保护。
So meetings do bring us protection.
有时候我读到报纸上很多不幸的事情。
A lot of times when we read tragic stories in newspapers,
我不太知道那些在难处中的人他们是否有信主。
I don't know whether those who are in the story are Christians or not.
但是我如果想到他们还没信主的话
，If I think about that, maybe they are not Christians.
那我觉得他们的光景更是可怜。
And then we know that. Their situation is even sadder.
因为他们有难处，但是却没有地方来，让他们再继续站起来。
Because they can't find a place that they can be encouraged or be lifted up.
所以我们感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
真是我们可以一同聚集在他的名下。
We can meet together in His name.
我们真是要为这个来感谢我们的神。
We really need to thank the Lord for this.
我想聚会带给我们第二个益处，就是我们在聚会中可以来看见神这个圣膏油的果效。
And the second benefit in meetings is that we can witness the result effect of the Holy Spirit's anointing.
我们知道有这样一个有一句话非常的幽默。
There's a humorous saying.
他说如果你要到哪去找罪人呢？
If you want to find sinners,
那你要到教会里面找。
You should go to church.
我们感谢神。
Praise the Lord.
因为我们真是向神承认我们是罪人。
Because we have confessed to the Lord that we are sinners.
所以我们才得救。
That's why we can be saved.
所以的确在教会中聚集的弟兄姊妹，我们都是蒙恩的罪人。
And all those who assemble, all the brothers and sisters who assemble in meetings, we are all saved sinners.
但也正因为我们是罪人的关系。
And just because we are sinners,
所以当我们聚在一起的时候，也的确会产生难处。
When we meet, there will be difficulties sometimes.
但是我知道神的圣灵要把他的膏油涂抹在每位弟兄姊妹身上。
But I know that God's Holy Spirit will anoint every brother and every sister.
所以当你在聚会的时候，你可能听见一句弟兄姊妹跟你说的话刺伤了你。
Maybe sometimes during meetings that you hear something that hurt you.
这时候你就要来支取神的膏油。
This is exactly the time that you need to draw from the Holy Spirit the anointing.
因为这膏油它有医治的功效。
Because the anointing can heal.
所以很多次我个人的经历是当弟兄姊妹有话来影响我的时候。
So my own experience is that whenever I was affected by somebody's words,
这时候我回到神的面前。
I'll go back before the Lord,
支取圣灵的膏油。
To draw upon the Holy Spirit's anointing.
那么很快的这样的情况就可以说释放，从这个情况释放出来。
And I can find relief in the situation.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
So, dear brothers and sisters,
这种看到圣灵圣膏油的功效，只有在我们聚在一起的时候才看得出来。
Only when we meet together, we can see the effect of Holy Spirit's anointment.
所以我感谢神。
So I thank the Lord.
这是聚会中带给我们可以说是第二个好处。
So this is the second benefit when we meet together.
我们知道神的心意是要他的儿女们聚在一起。
We know God's desire is to.For his children to meet together.
我们也真是想起神在希伯来书向我们说的话。
We remember what God has told us through the book of Hebrews.
在希伯来书十章二十五节。
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 25.
这句话我想弟兄姊妹都很熟悉。
I think we are all familiar with this verse.
他说你们不可停止聚会。
Let us not give up meeting together.
好像那些停止惯了的人。
As some are in the habit of doing.
倒要彼此劝勉。
But let us encourage one another.
既知道那日子临近。
And all the more as you see the day approaching.
就更当如此。
And all the more so.
我们知道这里知道它的原文是看见。
And we know that here in Chinese it says knowing is really seeing.
就是看见那个日子临近。
As we see the date approaching.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
如果你有注意到世界上所发生的事情。
If you watch what's going on around you in this world.
我们就发现说这世界上的局势或是说灾难真是越来越多。
We can see the situation is getting worse in this world and we can see more and more tragedies are happening.
这是用我们的肉眼都可以看得见的。
We can see this with our naked eyes.
因为现在实在是资讯流通非常的发达。
Because we know this is generation of information.
所以几乎不可能没有听到这样的消息。
It's almost impossible not to hear the news.
好像最近在台湾发生的这个水灾。
And just like the news of flooding in Taiwan.
但是如果你注意的话，同时间。在全世界各地又产生好多次的地震。
But if you pay attention, you will notice that at the same time of the flooding in Taiwan, there were many earthquakes throughout the world.
更何况，如果你看到这世界上还有很多一些所谓光怪陆离的事情发生。
And you see some strange happenings in this world.
所以我们当我们看见那日子临近。
So we see that the day is approaching.
那个日子就是主耶稣基督要再回来的日子。
And that date is the date of our Lord's returning.
所以我们更当应该提醒自己，彼此劝勉。
So we should remind ourselves and also encourage one another.
不可停止聚会。
We should not stop meeting.
我们知道这里讲说你们不可停止聚会。
It says let us not, you should not give up meeting.
但是如果大家注意到英文的翻译，事实上就是说我们不可停止聚会。
In the English version it says let us not give up meetings.
因为希伯来书里面常常讲到说我们。
The book of Hebrew often used the term us or we.
就是让我们不可停止聚会。
Let us not give up meeting together.
当然如果你是初信的弟兄姊妹。
If you are a young Christian.
也许你今天第一次听到这一段经文。
Maybe this is the first time you heard this verse.
那我的祷告是你也把这句话记在你的灵里面。
And my prayer is that you will remember this verse in your spirit.
就是不可停止聚会。
Do not give up meetings.
我们感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
这句话听起来像是一个命令。
This verse sounds like a commandment.
但是神从来没有叫我们用我们自己天然的意志力来守神的命令。
God has never asked us or required us to obey His commandments without natural power.
因为神知道我们也守不住。
God knows that we can't obey His commandments.
我们知道旧约的历史把这些以色列人的光景说得非常的清楚。
We know that the Old Testament history has described this conditions of the Israelites very clearly.
因为以色列人在神面前说我们要守你的命令。
Because Israelites told the Lord that we want to obey your law.
但是圣经上记载说他们是一次一次的失败。
But the Bible tells us that they fell once again. They fell and fell once again.
所以这里讲到说不可停止聚会。
So it says here, let us not give up meeting together.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
神并不是说我们要靠我们自己的力量去守住。
We thank the Lord because God didn't say that you have to use your own natural ability to keep this commandment.
因为神给我们这个生命是愿意聚会的生命。
Because the life that God has given us is a life that enjoys meetings.
所以当您什么时候感觉上你不想聚会的时候。
So anytime that you don't feel like meeting,
那我们就可以跪在神的面前祷告。
Then we should come and kneel before him and pray.
告诉神说主啊愿你的生命你自己的生命彰显出来。
And pray to the Lord saying that Lord may your life manifest itself in me.
那这样子的话你来聚会可以说是非常自然。
And then you can come to meetings very naturally.
因为这是你的生命。
Because that's your life.
没有人强迫你。
No one can force you.
没有人去叫你来聚会。
No one needs to call you and ask you to come to meetings.
正如说你生命的感觉，当你口渴的时候，你真是渴慕要渴望要喝到水一样。
Just like when you feel thirsty, you want to drink water.
当你饥饿的时候，你渴望想要吃到东西。
Just like when you are hungry, you like to have some food.
那神给我们这个丰盛生命展现的其中一个方面就是要聚会。
And one of the manifestations of God given abundant life is to enjoy meeting.
所以是非常自然的。
Should be very natural.
所以我们感谢神。
So we thank the Lord.
神并没有叫我们说把这个当作一个命令。
And God did not ask us to obey this as a commandment.
因为神给我们这个生命，自然就能把这一方面彰显出来。
Because the life that God has given us can help us to manifest the nature of this life.
那我们知道保罗也是这样劝勉提摩太。
We know that Paul also encouraged Timothy same way.
要怎么守住呢？
How can we keep this?
要靠着那住在你里面的圣灵牢牢的守住。
We should depend upon the Holy Spirit that dwells in us in order to keep this.
所以我们感谢神。
So we thank the Lord.
我们另外一方面我们也知道神其实他非常乐意来召聚我们。
On the other hand, we know that God really enjoys calling us together.
我们想读一下马太福音23章37节。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 23, verse 37.
这是主耶稣亲口说的话。
This is something Jesus himself said.
他说耶路撒冷啊耶路撒冷啊。
Says Jerusalem, O Jerusalem.
他之后怎么说呢？
What did he say?
主说我多次愿意聚集你的儿女。
It says that I have longed to gather your children together.
主不仅是一次愿意聚集我们。
The Lord wants to gather us, not just once.
而是多次
but often.
主多次愿意聚集我们
and I often have longed to gather you.
那之后主怎么说呢
and then he went on to say,
主说只是你们不愿意
but you were not willing.
我想这是主生内心深处一个叹息
and this is really a groaning of the Lord.
感谢主，今天早晨主让我们听到他这个他向我们的提醒。
We thank the Lord that we are being reminded this morning of this thing.
主实在多次愿意聚集我们。
The Lord wants to gather us often.
我们要问我们自己。
We have to ask ourselves.
我们愿意吗
？Are we willing?
所以感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
只要我们愿意。
As long as we are willing,
因为主已经愿意聚集我们
because the Lord wills to gather us.
所以我们为着主向我们说的话，我们俯伏在他面前。
So for the words that He has spoken to us, we bow before Him.
我们要常常记起说，主愿意我们聚集在他的宝座前。
Let us remember that God is pleased in gathering us before His throne.
而且从这句话，我们也知道是主亲自来召集我们。
From this world, we know that it is He Himself who gathers us together.
我们为主的话来感谢他。
We thank the Lord for His word.
好，以下时间我们交给迪伟弟兄。
Brother Dewey will come and share.
弟兄姊妹们好，分享之前，我们再做一个简单的祷告。
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Let us have another word of prayer.
天上的父啊，我们主耶稣基督的父也是我们的父。
Our Father in heaven is the Father of Jesus and also our own Father.
我们感谢你，你是圣洁慈爱的神。
We thank you for your holy and also loving.
我们向你祈求，主啊，求你把你所赐给我们一点的负担能够说清楚。
We pray that you'll help me to share clearly what you have burdened me.
主，我们仰赖你的圣灵的帮助。
Lord, we wait upon the help from the Holy Spirit.
感谢主，祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Thank you, Lord. I pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹我想就说我们神差遣他的独生爱子为我们流血舍命。
Dear brothers and sisters, when God sent his beloved son to give up his life and shed his blood,
拯救我们哦，对我们有一个非常深非常大的一个期望。
To save us so that he has a big and high expectation of us.
有一个很重的一个托付。
And he has given us an entrustment.
特别是在这个末世。
Especially in these end days.
就是说他要我们来恢复持守他儿子耶稣基督的见证。
And that is to recover or to maintain the testimony of his son, Jesus Christ.
我个人觉得这是神呢对我们爱的一个很深的一个证据。
I believe that this is a very important sign of God's love to us.
因为当你爱一个人的时候，你才对他有期望，有托付。
Only when you love someone, then you expect them of something, and you want to entrust them with something.
我想神在这个末世也是对我们，他有很大的期盼。
In these end days, God has a great expectation of us.
就是要我们来恢复。耶稣基督的见证。
That is to recover testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我想我有点负担，就是说，我想今天分享一些主在恢复主耶稣见证的一个做事的一个原则。
Today my burden to share with you is some of the working principles in the recovery of the Lord Jesus Christ's testimony.
就是一个小事的原则。
That is the principle of little things.
这次这个西安特会，江弟兄也提到这一点。
During the WCCC, Brother Khan also mentioned this.
告诉我们主 神在恢复见证的时候，总是从小事开始。
And it says that God always starts with the little things as He recovers the testimony.
我想我们读两处圣经。
Let's turn to the Bible to read two passages of God's Word.
一个是在哈该书第二章第三节，我给大家读一下先。
Chapter 2, verse 3 of Haggai.
你们中间存留的，有谁见过这殿从前的荣耀呢？现在你们看着如何？岂不在眼中看如无有吗？
Haggai chapter 2 verse 3. Who of you is left who saw this house in its former glory? How does it look to you now? Does it not seem to you like nothing?
然后接着念第九节啊。
And then we went on to verse 9.
这殿后来的荣耀必大过先前的荣耀。在这地方我必赐平安。这是万军之耶和华说的。
The glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former house, says the Lord Almighty. And in this place, I will grant peace, declares the Lord Almighty.
然后我们再一起念一下这个撒加利亚书第四章第十节，就在后面一卷书。
And let's turn to the book after Haggai, and chapter 4 and verse 10.
谁藐视这日的事为小呢？
Who despises the day of small things?
这个地方就在说，神在恢复的路上，他所做的事，是以小事为主。
And it tells us that on the way of recovery, God pays attention to little things.
换句话说就是说，主注重属灵的实际。
And in other words, the Lord puts much emphasis on the spiritual reality.
并不在乎外表怎么样。
Doesn't matter what the outward experience looked like.
感觉说就是说，如果我们不明白神做事的方式的话，也许我们在属灵的事情上成长，我们的侍奉呢也会受损失。
If we do not comprehend how God works on spiritual matters, then our ministry or service may suffer.
我们实在感觉我们的神是一个圣洁的神，就是一个不平常的神。
And I feel that the Lord is a holy God, and He's not a common one.
他做事的方式跟我们做事的方式完全不一样，跟我们人做事的方式完全不一样。
And the way that He does things is completely different from the way we do things.
我们人是看外表。
We like to look at our appearance.
圣经上说，耶和华看人心，看内心。
And the Bible tells us that God looks into our heart.
我们是追求外表的体面。
And we like to look nice outwardly.
但是神呢，看重这个属灵的实际。
But God pays attention to the spiritual reality.
我们作为一个人的话，我们都希望都喜欢这个扫罗王。
And as a man, we like King Saul.
英俊高大，这是这个人的选择。
Because he was tall and handsome.
但是神呢，弃绝扫罗王。
But God despised and forsook King Saul.
但神喜悦大卫。这个在
God loved David.
他在人眼里大概是微不足道，但是他内心呢，有一个真实爱神的心，神看见。
David may not appear to be too great in people's eyes.But he really loved the Lord.
我们知道这个，当神把以色列百姓从埃及带出来的时候这个浩浩荡荡的有多少人呢？大概有200多万人。
And when Lord brought Israelites out of Egypt, it was a great multitude numbering around 2 million.
圣经告诉我们，光是男丁就有60万。
And Bible tells us that only the men.Were numbered 600,000.
但是圣经也在告诉我们，他们当中多半是神所不喜悦的人。
But among the 2 million, most of them were not pleasing to the Lord.
所以倒闭旷野。
And that's why they died out in the wilderness.
特别是在他们当中有很多这个闲杂人员。
And especially among the crowd, there are many people who got nothing to do.
这些人的话，到时候引诱以色列人犯罪。
And those are the exact people who led the Israelites astray.
我们知道，上一辈的人，这六十万人，这几百万人， 上一辈的人没有一个人能进迦南地，除了两个人。
We knew that we know from reading the Bible that all of those people who in the former generation could not enter the promised land except two.
但是啊，我们知道，大概一千年之后啊，当以色列人从被掳之地转回归以色回归这个回来的时候
，But a thousand years later, when the Israelites were brought back from the captive land back to their own land homeland,
他们只有几万人
，And they only had few several tens of thousands of people.
比起当年的时候，真的是微不足道。
And comparing to the old days, they were nothing.
并且比起当时在巴比伦的所有的以色列人来说，我不知道有多少，大概也有上百万吧，但是只有四五万人哦，我也许不对，就几万人回归。
And comparing to all the Israelites left in Babylon, only a few, only a small portion of them went back to their homeland.
他们在那个地方重建神的圣殿
，and they come back to rebuild God's temple.
神派遣先知对他们说话
，and God sent a prophet to speak to them.
叫他们不要藐视这些小事， so, 不要看自己微小。
And don't despise the small things. Don't think yourself as being too little.
然后告诉他们，你们现在看见的这个圣殿，比原来所罗门的圣殿相比，岂不是微不足道吗？
And asking them, when you look at the God's house now, when you compare to the former glory, this is nothing.
但是神告诉他们，不要藐视这些小事的日子。
But God tells them, do not despise the days of small things.
因为现在是小事的日子。
Because these are the days of small things.
这殿幕后的荣耀必大于先前。
And the glory of this temple will become greater than the former glory.
因为这地方告诉我们，神重视属灵的实际。
Because it tells us that God puts much emphasis on spiritual reality.
神不是看外面有多大，有多少人，有多热烈。
God doesn't care how great it looks outwardly, how many people, or how festive the atmosphere is.
也不看外面有多整齐划一
，and doesn't care about our uniformity，
而是看我们当中有没有属灵的实际。
But he cares about whether we have the spiritual reality。
这并不说大有不好，有什么不好
？It's not that you know big things or large things are not good。
神的工作可以做得非常非常大
，because God's work can become very great。
但是有一点，当事情大的时候。我们这些人呢，就注重外表那个大。
But somehow, when things become great, we as people will pay attention to the greatness of things.
外面的这个热烈，外面这个红火。
And look at something's very hot these days.
但忽略了里面那个实际。
But a lot of times we overlook the reality in these things.
但神为了扭转我们，他宁愿要小。
In order for God to bring us back, He cares more about small things.
为了是让我们恢复那个属灵的实际。
So that we may recover the spiritual reality.
所以说这地方告诉我们，神在我们当中所做的，他在乎属灵的实际。
And so it tells us God really cares about spiritual reality.
这也是应该我们所在乎的。
This is something that we should care about also.
其实呢，神并不是只是在恢复的时候才注重这一点。
It's not that God pays attention to this kind of stuff in the process of recovering.
其实这就是神从来的性情。
Because God always feels this way.
神，圣经上说，神不以貌取人。
Because the Bible tells us God does not look at our appearance.
神不被外面的东西所欺骗。
And He will not be lied to by outward appearance.
有的事情即使做得很大很大，如果不满足神的心意，神到时候都会把它拆毁。
Sometimes when we perform some great tasks, even though it looks great, but if it does not meet God's desire or will, then God doesn't care.
神不会觉得哦，这事情既然已经做成这样子，哦，就依你们吧。
And God wouldn't say, God wouldn't just say, well, since you have done so much work, well, I'll just go along with you. He won't say that.
你们记得主耶稣在上十字架之前所说的话。
Remember what Lord Jesus said before he was crucified.
有一个门徒对他指这个圣殿，说：“主啊，你看这个圣殿多大，多宏伟。”
One of his disciples pointed out the temple, says, "Look how great this temple looks."
那主耶稣说：“你们不是看见这个殿吗？”
Jesus said, "You are looking at this great temple."
主说：“时候到了。”
When the time will come.
没有一块石头在石头上不被拆毁的。
And there will be no one stone upon another stone.
这件事就应验在主后七十年。
And this promise was fulfilled in 70 AD.
罗马军队把圣殿耶路撒冷圣殿拆毁夷平。
The Romans totally destroyed the temple.
当然，这个圣殿是指的当时犹太教的情景。
And of course, this describes the Judaism condition then.
他们虽然外面有很多的仪式，很多的外表，很多宗教的活动，就像这个圣殿一样，非常的宏伟。
Even though there were much rituals, a lot of religious activities, just like this great temple.
但是他们没有属灵的实际。
But they did not have the spiritual reality.
有一点就是，当神的儿子来的时候，他们弃绝他。
And when Jesus came, God's Son came, they despised him, they forsook him.
我想弟兄姊妹，在圣经中也有很多例子，大家很熟悉的，比如说在士师记里，这个基甸用300人打败这个整个米甸人的军队，这个故事大家都很熟悉。
And there are other examples in the Bible, just like in the book of Judges, Gideon.Led only 300 people to defeat his enemies.
你们知道刚才原来跟随基甸的有多少人？有32,000人。
And we know that originally his army numbered 32,000.
但是神对基甸说
，But God told Gideon,
跟随你的人太多。
Says you have too many followers.
我不能把米甸人交在你手中。
And I could not commit the Midians into your hand.
然后神呢就给为这个。基甸做拣选
，and then God chose for Gideon，
只剩下300人
，and only 300 were chosen。
然后神说，我就要用这300人拯救你们。
And God said, I will use these 300 people to save you。
其他的21,700人，神全部打发他们回自己家去。
And the rest, God sent them home。
我们就想非常的稀奇，当我们看到这事。
So we when we read when we read this, we feel very strange.
看我们如果看到我们现在基督教的光景，我们自己侍奉的光景。
When we look at Christianity today and look at the way that we serve,
我们看到多么的不同，有的时候。
We see things are so different sometimes.
我们呢，好像是我们生怕人不来。
And we are just concerned when people are not coming.
我们有的时候是要推，要拉，有的时候甚至用哄的方法让人来。
Sometimes we need to pull people in and really help to push them in. Sometimes we may have to use encouraging words to drag them into church.
但是神不用这个方法。
But God doesn't use these things.
他不在乎人多人少。
He doesn't care how many people are here.
你们要记得这个以色列啊，在这个记在这个生命记里啊，当以色列要去打仗的时候。
Remember what's recorded in the book of Deuteronomy when Israelites went to war.
在生命记第二十章里记得。
And Deuteronomy chapter 20.
神要以色列百姓的官长对以色列喊话。
And God wanted the officials.Of Israelites to cry out to the enemy.
神说，你们当中如果有惧怕胆怯的，可以回去。
Oh, he said to his army, if you are scared, you can go home.
神说，你们如果娶了妻子，没跟妻子住在一起，可以回去。
And if you just got married and you miss her, then you can go home.
如果你们买了田地还没有奉献的，可以回去。
And if you have bought a piece of land and haven't started working on it, you can go home.
买了葡萄园的，还没有吃其中果子的，可以回去。
And if you bought a vineyard but you never enjoyed its fruit, you can go home.
剩下的人去打仗。
And only those who are left then will go into battle.
看，我们的神哦，是有大能的神。
Because our God is an Almighty God.
他完全能成全他的作为。
Because He can fulfill.What he wants to do, wants to have it done.
他不要人的肉体帮忙。
He doesn't need the help of our flesh.
他绝对不要人手的工作。
And he doesn't need the work of our own hands.
你们还记得这个主耶稣对犹太人说的话？
Remember what Jesus said to the Jews.
主说你们拆毁这殿，
you destroy this.
我三日之内再重新建立起来。
After you destroy this temple, I'll rebuild it in 3 days.
神绝对不要人手做的殿。
Because God does not desire a temple built by man's hand.
神要亲自来建造。
God wants to build the temple himself.
神自己造的，人手不能拆毁。
Because what God builds, no man's hand can destroy.
关键是，我们不能用自己的手去建造。
The key thing is that we should not build with our own hands.
我想到这个，我们主耶稣自己也有很多很好的例子。在侍奉的时候
，Jesus has given us very good examples for ministry.
你知道，主耶稣在地上行神迹、行各样的侍奉的时候，他到哪里都有一大群人跟着他。
We know that Jesus worked many signs and miracles, and there were multitudes following him.
但主耶稣很奇怪的，他经常的话，当许多人要跟从他、要拥护他的时候，他就离开人群。
But it is interesting to observe when a great crowd wanted to follow Jesus, he would leave them.
到山上，到别的地方独自去祷。
He may go up to the mountain to pray alone.
你还记得主耶稣用五比二鱼喂饱了五千人的时候啊
？After he fed 5,000 men with five fish and two loaves of bread.
大群的人就来强逼他来做王。
And many people wanted him to make him king.
主耶稣一知道就赶快就离开
and as soon as he found out Jesus left them
到山上去祷告
went to mountain to pray
如果我们的话看到这么多人来参加聚会这么多人来侍奉我们心里多高兴啊
as for us if we see the multitude coming to the meeting we'll be overjoyed
但主耶稣啊从来不看重人的外表
but Jesus does not pay attention to the outward appearance
从来不要人的拥护
and he doesn't need the support of the people
你知道在约翰福音里约翰福音的第二章第二章哦学到二十三节二十五节说过这样话
in John chapter 2:23-25 he said
他说当耶稣呢在耶路撒冷哦过逾越节的时候
now while he was in Jerusalem at the Passover feast
有许多人看到他所行的神迹哦，就信从了他的名。
Many people saw the miraculous signs he was doing and believed in his name.
但耶稣呢，并不把自己交托给他们。
But Jesus would not entrust himself to them.
因为他知道万人的心。
For he knew all men.
又不需要有人见证，向他见证人怎样，因为他知道人心中所存的。
And he did not need man's testimony about man, for he knew what was in a man.
他不信任，他绝对不信任啊，人的这种肉体。
He did not trust man's flesh.
我们要碰到这种情况，有这么多人信他啊，哇，那高兴坏了，对不对
？But first for us, if we see so many people believed in the Lord.We will be overjoyed.
赶快去受洗啊！赶快来服侍啊
！We'll encourage them to be baptized to start to serve.
但主耶稣哦，知道人万心。
But God knows our hearts.
因为他知道很多人是信他是因为吃饱得足，吃饼得饱。
Because they know many people were following him because they were fed.
你知道主耶稣在在路加福音记载，当主耶稣最后一次到耶路撒冷的路上。
And during the last journey of Jesus to Jerusalem, this was recorded. It's recorded in the book of Luke.
Luke, 路加福音第十四章
，Chapter 14.
有一次啊，有极多的人跟从耶稣。
There was a great multitude following Christ, Jesus Christ.
那主耶稣就转过身来对他们说。
So Jesus turned around and said to them,
人到我这里来。
Man comes to me,
若不爱我，胜过自己的父母、妻子、儿女，甚至自己的性命，就不能做我的。
If they don't love me more than, they love their wife, children, parents, then you are not worthy to be my, disciple.
不背起自己的十字架呢，也不能做我的门徒。
If one does not take up his cross, then he's not worthy being my disciple.
主耶稣说，你们让他们算一算。
And Jesus asked them to count, to calculate.
你愿不愿意出这个代价？
Are you willing to pay the price?
主耶稣说，你们中间无论什么人。
Jesus said, no matter who you are,
若不撇下自己所有的，就不能做我的门徒。
If you do not forsake all you have, then you are not worthy to be my disciple.
你知道，当主耶稣说这个话的时候，我相信很多人就离开了。
You know that when Jesus said this, many left him.
你知道，因为这就是记载的约翰福音。有的人听到主耶稣的话，很多门徒就走了。
And because it's recorded in the book of John, when many heard this, they left him.
主耶稣，如果我们的话，我们千万不能说这话的。
If it's up to us, then we can never say this.
我们不能让人走的。
Because we do not like to see people leave us.
但是哦，那些主耶稣自己拣选的人，那些心中认识主的人，里面有启示的人，他们永远不离开。
But those who were known by Jesus and those who were revealed by the Lord, they would never leave Jesus.
赶都赶不走的。
And you can't even chase them away.
这就是主耶稣为什么不把他们自己交托给他们。
This is why Jesus did not entrust himself to the man.
只有心里内心交托给主的人，主才会把自己交托给。
Only those who entrusted themselves to Jesus, will Jesus entrust himself to them.
所以主绝对不被外表所迷惑。
So Jesus will never, be confused, with the outward appearance.
你知道，孙弟兄也给我们交通，我们约翰呢是恢复的使徒。
Brother Sun has shared with us that John.Was a disciple of recovery.
这个约翰福音是恢复的福音。
And the Gospel of John is a John's Gospel of recovery.
主约翰特意把这些事写在约翰福音上，真是要提醒我们。
God wants to remind us with the words written in the book of John.
我们要注重什么？
What kind of things we should pay attention to?
我们神所不愿意交托的，我们是不是要花很多时间在那边？
If God does not want to entrust himself to certain things, should we bother with these things?
所以这上就是告诉我们，神要我们算一算。
So here God tells us, do some calculation.
我们心里有没有那个实际？
Do we have that reality in us?
如果没有的话，不能去装的。
And if you don't have it, you cannot pretend that you have it.
我们不能自己欺骗自己。
We cannot lie to ourselves.
我们要赶紧承认，谦卑，神就会有恩典临到我们。
We should confess and humble ourselves. Then God's grace can come upon us.
说是主耶稣啊，他这个侍奉啊，实在是让我们想到箴言书的一句话。
And Jesus' ministry reminds us of something, a saying in the Proverbs.
惧怕人的进入网络，为敬畏耶和华的凡事稳妥。
Those who fear man
进入网络
and will be snared,
为敬畏耶和华的凡事稳妥。
For those who fear the Lord, everything will go smoothly.
对呀，我想好，还有一点时间哦，我也分享一点哦，就是说，好像怎么把这个应用到我们的侍奉上，有些想法，有些感觉。
Let me try to see if I can share with you some applications in our ministries.
我就说，我们不能看人多，当我们侍奉的时候。
When we serve the Lord, we should not pay too much attention on the number.
我记得我在纽约有一次侍奉一个经历，
I had experience when I was in New York.
啊，有一个服事兴起来哦，我们觉得都是出于神的。
There was one new ministry, and we all felt was this was God's own doing.
其实是个好像是一个就一个福音的一个福音班吧，这样子的。
It was like a group for gospel friends.
哦，当时我们我自己也觉得，哎呀，神一定会祝福哦。
And I felt myself, I felt God surely will bless this ministry.
当开始的时候呢，哎，结果人很少，就这么两三个人。
But when we started this group for gospel friends, there were only two or three people.
哦，我心里就觉得很凉。
And I really was discouraged.
哇，但是就说，哎，这明明好像有神的带领哦，这个整个的一个决定的过程怎么会这么一点人
？As we look at it, I said, "Well, we felt so sure that this was God's leading. How come that they weren't more people?"
但是哦，感谢主，我们接着往下做，就感谢主，我们就说没有一下就放弃啊，而是一直往下做。
But we kept at it. We did not give up. We just continue on.
我们就最后就看到很大的果效。
And then we see great results.
我这次到西安特会去开特会，他们也告诉我，哎，那个班现在有的时候有一二十人呢。
And then this time I met my old friends from that meeting at the most recent WCCC. I was told that that particular group now meets in the numbers of maybe couple dozen.
感谢主，已经好几年了，主都在祝福。所以说这个让我觉得，就是我们不能看外表。
And so I learned a lesson that we should not look at our appearance. God has blessed this group, this particular ministry for many years now.
还一点就是说，我有时候我是特别喜欢这个祷告聚会哦，我鼓励哦，大家对神有祷告负担的，祷告聚会尽量来参加。
I encourage people to attend prayer meetings because I personally really enjoy prayer meetings.
但是有的时候你知道。你祷告聚会兴冲冲跑来哦，你看到，哎呦，怎么就这么一点人
？Sometimes with great enthusiasm, I went to a prayer meeting, but then I only saw a few.
心里就觉得很气馁。
And a lot of times I just felt discouraged.
但是一闭上眼祷告，神总在提醒。
But as soon as we close our eyes, started to pray, I was reminded.
好像神在说，你是对我感兴趣呢，还是对？聚会的规模感谢。
It seems that God was telling me, "Are you interested in numbers or are you interested in me?"
难道有我不够吗
？Isn't it enough for me to be with you?
哦，一下提醒了，对呀。
And then I was reminded. Of course, when we come before the Lord,
人再多再少，我们只要回到主面前就行。
Doesn't matter the number, so long as we come before the Lord, that's what matters.
然后，当我们这样一做，好像突然就有了信心。
And then all of a sudden we are full of faith.
而且这样一祷告，哎，这祷告聚会过一阵人都跑来了。
And then after a while we pray this way, and then we see the number increased.
但是呢，神提醒我，即使人多的话，不要在乎人多。
And I am often reminded, even when the number is great, that we should not pay too much attention to the number.
眼目一直要在主身上。
And we should fix our eyes on the Lord.
神有办法把很多人一下就带来。
And God can bring many people to the prayer meeting.
但是关键是哦，我们的心在什么上面
？But the key is where is our heart.
另外一个我还想到，就说，有的时候我们在服侍或者是要，我们要一个等候的心。
Another sharing is that we should have the spirit of waiting upon the Lord.
我想扫罗王哦，被神弃绝哦，你们知道他犯的第一个罪是什么
？Do you know what was the first thing King Saul committed？When he was forsaken by the Lord,
就是不能等候
and he would not wait.
有一次他跟那个腓力士人打仗，这个三缪告诉他，我七天以后到基甲跟你会面。
And one time, King Saul went into battle with the Philistines, and the prophet Samuel told him, "I will be back in 7 days."
但是哦。不知道什么原因，三秒迟后了，七天以后他没有来。
But for whatever reason, Samuel did not show up after 7 days.
那保罗看到这个，扫罗看到这个腓力士人来，然后以色列人都跑了，他就心里害怕。
And Saul became scared when he saw the Philistines are coming toward him, and the Israelites, his army, left him.
他就说把平安祭、燔祭带来。
He says, "Bring me the fellowship, the peace offering, and the burnt offering."
他就勉强的献上这个献上祭物。
So he forced himself to make the sacrifice.
在旧约这是很大的一个罪。
This was a great sin in the Old Testament time.
因为只有祭司才能献祭的。他不是祭司。
Only priests can do these things.
他越过了他的这个职权。
He overstepped his authority.
这关键的一点是什么
？What's the key point?
他没有等待神的时间，用己手做事。
And he did not wait for God's timing. He did it with his own hands.
这个事情出来以后。三秒就对他说你这个做这个事愚蠢了你的国位不会长久
So after he did this Samuel told him that you did a foolish thing your reign would not last long
这件小事的话是非常非常在我们看来无所谓但是在神面前非常的要紧
We look at this as a small matter but in God's eye this is very critical
就是我们当我们服侍的时候我总觉得如果我们碰到有不顺利的地方
So sometimes when, in our service we run into some difficulties
我们要审查这件事到底是不是出于神的
We have to examine ourselves whether this comes from the Lord
如果不是出于神的我们赶紧要悔改
If it's not from the Lord we should confess right away
但是就是说以色列人给我们很多的这个例子哦，这都是拧着镜像的百姓你知道
And,
神用很多方法打降灾降祸宁是不回头的
And Israelites gave us many many examples God called them the stiff-necked people God used all kinds of calamities to teach them a lesson but they would not repent
这就告诉我们有一点就是非常重要如果不是出于神的我们要谦卑自己回头
It tells us an important lesson that if it's not from the Lord we need to repent right away
回到主面前
We should go back to the Lord.
但是，如果是出于神的
，But if it is from the Lord，
如果人不多，或者说没有什么果效，先开始。
Even though the number is few and we don't see immediate results，
我们要小心，绝对不要着急。
We should be careful not to become anxious.
不要因为这个就用自己的方法哦去做事。
And because of the evidence, then we try to use our own methods.
以赛亚五十六章二节这样说：“谨守安息日而不干犯，禁止己守而不作恶。如此行，如此持守的人，变为有福。”
If we keep the Sabbath according to the Lord's instruction, they will be blessed.
因为安息日是什么
？What is Sabbath?
就是主已经成全了所有的一切。
It means that God has completed everything.
他做事有圣灵的那个律在。
Because as God works, He works according to the law of the Spirit.
我们按照这个圣灵的律哦，就自然会成的。
So as long as we follow the spiritual laws, then things will get accomplished.
我们要这就是安息日，你要谨守神的安息日。
This is what Sabbath means. We should obey the Sabbath.
因为神已经做成。
We should keep the Sabbath because God has fulfilled. So long as we can keep it.
要禁止己守，不作恶。
So that our own hands will not commit sins.
作恶就是做神旨意以外的事情。
If we do anything evil, that is, we're not following God's will.
我相信，如果是这样子的话，神迟早要祝福。
So if we can do it this way, the Lord sooner or later will bless us.
就是还有一点就是说，属于生命的东西，像江弟兄说，先开始都很小，它需要一个时间哦，才能成长。
All things concerning life always starts small. It takes time to grow up.
所以我们要有一个耐心。
So we should have the patience.
如果我们像我们天然的人哦，就喜欢外面的大呀，热烈呀，立竿见影啊，
because,
我们就不能做神的工。
Because our old self enjoys the greatness, the largeness, the bigness of things, but sometimes God cannot walk through that.
最后我再提一点关于聚会哦。的事情。
Let me, as a last point, mention something about meetings.
士伯讲到我们不能停止聚会。
And Brother 士伯 reminds us that we should not give up meetings together.
但是我要加上一点，就是说聚会要讲究属灵的时机。
But I like to emphasize that when we meet, We should pay attention to the spiritual reality.
有时候我们聚一聚哦，大家各处都有，就是好像是为了聚会而聚会。
A lot of places, including ours, sometimes we meet for the sake of having meetings.
聚会的真意在哪？
What is the true significance or true meaning of meeting?
我觉得有两点很重要。第一点就是聚会要有神的同在。
Number one, we must have the Lord's presence in meetings.
神在不在这儿？
Whether God is with us,
圣灵在不在这样做工？
Whether is Holy Spirit working in us?
我们一定要追求神的同在。
We must pursue God's presence,
而不是讲一些事情道理。
And not just talk about things and some reasoning.
另外一点，聚会要有供应人。
And the second thing is that we must have supply in the meeting.
人来的话，他得到属灵的供应。
If one can be fat spiritually.
因为聚会是为了扶持弟兄姊妹，不是弟兄姊妹哦，扶持聚会。
We meet so that brothers and sisters can be fat spiritually and not for the brothers and sisters to support the meeting.
不然的话，我们就是有的时候我们会搞本末倒置哦，我们会维持一种聚会，但是呢，这个聚会到底有没有属灵的功用啊？我们要好好想一想。
Sometimes we get the order all wrong, put it upside down. The important thing is whether meetings can feed all the brothers and sisters spiritually.
我相信如果有神的同在，圣灵在做工，不用去打任何的广告，弟兄姊妹一接一十接一接十，全自动就会来。
And so long as the Lord's presence is here and the Holy Spirit is working,we don't even need to invite people. People will start coming.
这种光景哦，真的是极美的。
And this is such a beautiful picture.
我今天就交通到这。
That's all my sharing.